Well, it's 2019. Are you on Fleek?
Fleek.
Do you know your slang? Do you know what all the cool people are saying and what it means?
Apparently not.
Well, I am here to help you out. As the coolest guy in the room, as the hippest playa in the house.
Wow.
Wow, we're in trouble.
You threw it back.
Yeah. Thank you there, Snoop Dogg.
For Rizzle.
I am going to help you out today.
Back in the 90s.
With some of the phrases that you will hear in 2019, and you would not have known what they were, but because you listen to the Hawk and Tom Show, you do.
Okay.
All right. Let's start right off with ratchet.
Ratchet.
Ratchet's a tough one because it can be used to describe someone who is rude or obnoxious or trashy. So don't be a ratchet. But now it's starting to morph into a situation where you could also be cool in the right context. But that's trickier. Mostly ratchet is going to be a negative term. It's because of the sound that a ratchet makes, the tool, that that just annoys people.
Wow. Ratchet on up.
So if you're a ratchet, you're annoying. All right. Okay. Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
That was pretty easy.
That's been going around too for a little bit now.
Keep it authentic or keep it real. Keep it 100%.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like that. Well, you know when people say, I'm giving 110% right now. I'm like, how can you give 110%? You really can't.
They're dumb and
you
math.
Can only give 100%.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a sign that you're talking to someone who's not cool is if they go into a long dissertation on how you can't really give 110%.
Well, I mean, you know, no one's saying keep it 110, are they?
Well, keep not it 110.
They might. All right. Thirsty. Thirsty means that you desperately want approval, or it could also mean that you want to get together with someone. You might see someone and you're like, I'm thirsty for her. You want to date them or go out with them. All right.
I'm thirsty for her. And I'll just stick with the beverages on that one.
Okay, well, you won't be cool, will you?
I'm just going to stick with the day of the week.
Okay. Thursday, Friday.
We are really digging deep in this room.
That's funny.
All right, Gucci.
Okay, that's a bag.
Gucci means it's good. So you're like, oh, I like that. It's Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
Means good.
I like that.
Okay.
Oh, Hawk, are you mocking this?
It's Louis Vuitton.
That doesn't sound the same. See, it's Gucci Louis. Is kind of like good Gucci.
That's Coach.
No, okay. Definitely not. It's Gucci. All right. It's Gucci.
Extra. That one's been out for a little bit already. If you haven't heard that one, you're running behind. Extra is over the top and not usually in a good way. Like if someone accidentally bumps into you on the street and you decide to key their car for it, the way you reacted was extra. It was over the top, unnecessary, more than was needed. So don't be extra. Don't be a ratchet and don't be extra. Okay. Here's one that you should already know, GOAT. And that is an acronym that stands for, Hawk?
GOAT.
You don't know this one?
Go out.
Greatest of all time. Tom Brady is the GOAT when it comes to football players and quarterbacks.
Okay.
So GOAT is a good thing. I thought you would know that one.
Why? Why do you think I would know that
one? Because that one's been out for a little while. It's kind of common.
Nah.
The GOAT.
I don't believe that. Not a bit.
Okay.
That's GOAT.
Here's one I hadn't heard. Snatched.
Okay.
It means you look good. So you show up looking somewhere, you look snatched. I don't know why that means good, but it does.
Well, someone snatched you up.
Okay.
And maybe you're unavailable, and so you're in a relationship.
Nothing like that.
Well, you don't know either.
I do know, because that doesn't make sense.
You don't know why.
But I do know why not.
They've been snatched up because they are attractive.
All right, and finally, beat. Beat can be a verb or an adjective, and Heidi, I thought you might know this one, because it's about applying makeup. You might hear someone say, I've got to beat my face because I have a date tonight. Beating is putting makeup on.
Apparently she doesn't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to get beat.
Okay, well, we can tell. Heidi has never been beat.
Or look beat. That's interesting. I wonder how you would use that in a sentence.
I just told you. I've got to beat my face because I've got a date tonight.
I don't like it.
You would have like a rounder face with like a reddish tint to it.
Okay, that is not what it means.
Because a vegetable.
I can see that I have gone over the head of the room. We have a room of people who are not hip enough to appreciate this, except you, Kato.
Some people are too hip for the room, too, though.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, your list was Gucci, but I don't think I'm going to be using these words.
You just did.